I was in second grade when some of the fifth graders enhanced my education with their version of what went on in our parents' bedrooms and how babies were made. That night when Mama was taking her bath, I wiggled on the toilet seat and chattered about what I'd learned at school that day. These evening baths were when Mom and I got to do our best visiting. I know we had many of these bath time conversations, but this is the only one that I can still remember the details of what was said. Mama gave me a very different picture from the one I got from the fifth grade boys. She called it making love, and she said it was the most beautiful thing in the world. She said someday it would happen for me. From that day on, I looked forward to it. I was 15 when my great-grandmother surprised me with her offering to my sexuality. She was 87 years old. It was early morning. I went into her room to help her out of bed. She was awake, but I could see that her dream lingered and was more real to her than the pleasant little room or even me. She told me her husband Dan had come to her. She had felt his arms, his kisses. "Oh, honey, it felt so good to be loved." Her voice quivered and her smoky gray-blue eyes released their tears. There was a sacredness in the room, the glow of the lovers. My grandmother has always been an especially attractive woman. Her natural beauty and sensuality have made a deep impression on me. I was 24 when she told me a story that was pretty revealing of how she felt about sex. Mama had a friend whose primary focus of every visit was to complain about her husband. This went on for years until I guess he, at least, had had enough of being miserable and began to believe there was some hope for happiness in his life and decided he wanted a divorce. Mama's friend wasn't any happier about that, but she told Mama the one good thing was that she didn't have to have sex anymore. She said she'd never liked it and was relieved to be done with it. My grandmother's reply to this was, "You don't know what you're missing." My other grandmother, Mama Thomas, was 69 when her husband of 52 years passed away. She remarried, but within a year was divorced. It made sense to me because I never thought the man was much of a match for my grandmother, who was regarded as a legend in her own time. Mama died when I was 23, and after her funeral, my mother and I were talking, remembering what a strong and inspiring woman she was. Mama had always thought highly of her mother-in-law, and the way I remember, she told me she thought it was a feather in my grandmother's cap that she had divorced her husband of 1 year on the grounds that he wouldn't sleep with her. I was amazed how bold she was, and that my 75-year-old grandmother's notion of marriage would still include romance. My own story of where these women have led me will have to wait until another time. For now, I'll just say it's been my very good fortune to have been raised by women who love to make love.
Melissa's Mothers, presented by Melissa Thomas. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.